one way of looking at it is what may come up for you when you're doing this practice and then you can't do it. And you're finding you can't do it and how that makes you feel. Another way of looking at this is just to think of any time recently where you've been feeling like you can't, you're not enough, or not quite on top of things like you want to be, or you've just messed up in a way somehow. So just take some time to think of a time recently where you've maybe felt a bit hard with yourself. I'm trying to think if there's another way of doing this. Just let me know if you're battling to think of an experience. You all got one. All right. So I'd like you to close your eyes and feel into your body. So you're in a sense, what you're going to be feeling now is the victim. You're going to be feeling what it's like having got it wrong, not being enough, not able to do it, whatever that feeling is. Feel into your body. Sometimes it helps to just put your hands on your heart and almost like just connect with yourself that way. And just feel into your body what it feels like what happens to your body, what do you want to do with your body when you are feeling like you are not good enough, you can't get it right, it's just, you know, that feeling. And then I'd like you to actually embody it. So with your body, sort of really, you know, show me what it feels like in your body. Or just get a real sense of actually becoming that in your body. Of, does it make you contract? Does it make you open up? Does it make you curl up? Feel into how it impacts you. And in this space now, give a voice to this part. So what is this part feeling? Is it, I can't get it right, I'm not good enough? What are the words? And you may notice that the feeling becomes even stronger as you hear the words, as you say the words to yourself. And there's very likely some tenderness there, some feeling of wanting to go smaller. Okay, so just let me know if you've all got a sense of that now. Now moving into the other chair. Move to the other chair. And closing your eyes, this in this chair, just become conscious of the part of you that gets hard on yourself. And this is the part of you that judges, that is essentially perpetrating against that other part of you that you just felt. And just resting into this place, get a sense of what it feels like in your body when you are in this place of hardness. Yeah, feeling and literally embodying it in your body. So what does your body want to do when you're in this hard place? So Janice, I'm wondering if you're still feeling that you're being perpetrated against. You don't want it. So what does it feel like if you are the one who's doing the perpetration? So what do you want to do if you're the one who's actually doing the perpetration, who's being hard? How does it make your body? Is that okay? So feeling the what it feels like, yeah, to be the one who is doing the hardness, who is perpetrating onto that the part of you you felt in the other chair. And give that part words. What is it telling that victim part of you? What is it telling that part of you that you first felt in the first chair? What is this perpetrator part saying? So you know, like people can be quite amazed actually when they tune into how they speak to themselves, and we often can say things like, you know, that's just not good enough, or come on man, pick it up, you should be doing better than this, you're just a failure, you're not good enough. What is that hard part of you saying? Okay, if you've got a sense of that, then going back into the chair, the victim chair, and what you might all feel is that in this victim chair, you probably feel quite little. You probably feel quite childlike. And now as you close your eyes and you hear those words of that perpetrator, and you feel that perpetration energy again, feel in your body, what does it do to you? And where do you feel it? Feel where it's tender, and maybe become aware of what it makes you want to do. Does it make you just want to run away, to shut down, to fight? And what does it want to say back to the perpetrator now? Is it the same thing, or is it, what does this part of you want to say something different? And then, once again, moving back into the perpetrator chair, when you, as the perpetrator, see that part of you and how it's responding, when you hear the words of that part, notice what happens to you as the perpetrator. Notice if it makes you extra hard, or perhaps it makes you actually become a bit more compassionate. So as the perpetrator, just experiencing and receiving what the victim part is saying. Noticing what it triggers in you as the perpetrator. Noticing what may be sitting underneath. What is driving the perpetrator? What emotion is there? What emotion is underneath that hardness that is making you so hard on yourself? Seeing if you can feel into that. And then when you're ready, just coming to sit back down again in your original chair.